this is Taiwan Hippo Fan.
And Purple Panda.
And this is our 9th Musecast.
We met with a bunch of other Muse bloggers in Maryland recently, and we thought we'd use this Musecast to give you a snapshot of the co-convention.
What shall we do with an errant muser? What shall we do with an errant muser? What shall we do with an errant muser? Or lie in the morning? Way, hey, up she rises. Way, hey, up she rises. Way, hey, up she rises. Or lie in the morning?
Scold him for pointless post.
Scold him for pointless post. Scold him for pointless post. Or lie in the morning. Way, hey, up she rises. Way, hey, up she rises. Way, hey, up she rises. Or lie in the morning.
Put him in the hands of Coco Pally.
Put him in the hands of Coco Pally. Put him in the hands of Coco Pally. Or lie in the morning. Way, hey, up she rises. Way, hey, up she rises. Way, hey, up she rises. Or lie in the morning.
Throw him in a den with hot pink bunnies.
Throw him in a den with hot pink bunnies. Throw him in a den with hot pink bunnies. Or lie in the morning. Way, hey, up she rises. Way, hey, up she rises. Way, hey, up she rises. Or lie in the morning.
Don't moderate anything he says.
Don't moderate anything he says. Don't moderate anything he says. Or lie in the morning. Way, hey, up she rises. Way, hey, up she rises. Way, hey, up she rises. Or lie in the morning.
Don't buy any of his posts.
Don't buy any of his posts. Don't buy any of his posts. Or lie in the morning. Way, hey, up she rises. Way, hey, up she rises. Way, hey, up she rises. Or lie in the morning.
Criticizes awful grammar.
Criticizes awful grammar. Criticizes awful grammar. Or lie in the morning. Way, hey, up she rises. Way, hey, up she rises. Way, hey, up she rises. Or lie in the morning.
Ban him for a week.
Ban him for a week. Ban him for a week. Or lie in the morning. Way, hey, up she rises. Way, hey, up she rises. Way, hey, up she rises. Or lie in the morning.
Stick him in a cabin with eight women.
Stick him in a cabin with eight women. Stick him in a cabin with eight women. Or lie in the morning. Way, hey, up she rises. Way, hey, up she rises. Way, hey, up she rises. Or lie in the morning. That's what you do with an errant muser. That's what you do with an errant muser. That's what you do with an errant muser. Or lie in the morning.
Hey!
Hello, and welcome to the Musecast.
Featuring
Ultimate Supreme Executive Chairman Grant Orndorff,
Dodecahedron,
Shadowcat,
Purple Panda,
Jade Stone,
Ebeth,
Midnight Fiddler,
Penguini,
Taiwan Hippo Fan!
Woo!
Yay!
Yay! Yes. So we had people coming from all over the Midwest and the East Coast, and we all met at Midnight Fiddler's cabin in Maryland. Some people arrived earlier than others, and there was a giant hug and love fest when everyone finally arrived together on Thursday night.
And so Annie and Karen and I were all in the water, so when they got in, when they drove in, we ran up the hill in our swimsuits and tackled them all.
Completely wet.
Yeah, in wet, really wet hugs. It was awesome.
It was groovy.
It was flammablamabliss.
A big part of our trip was a video conference with Robert. It was pretty amazing. We didn't have any internet at the cabin, so we found a small coffee shop in the town nearby and talked with him for a good hour and a half, sharing stories and excitement, and it was almost like he was actually there with us.
So what do the other people in that place think you're doing, and what kind of place is it? Is this a bar?
It's a coffee shop.
Okay. Yeah. It's good to see you all.
You too.
I recognize most of you, so what have you all been doing?
Shenanigans.
Eating.
Sailing.
Clara was amazing. She sailed us all over. It was fantastic.
She managed to get us back towards the wind.
We sang What Shall We Do with an Errant Muser?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, you'll see that in Musecast.
Yeah.
So you've been sailing, huh?
Yeah.
After a few days of living together in a cabin, we all started getting a strange mind meld thing going on. We started saying things in unison, having the same trains of thought, etc. And we also had a number of eerily wonderful occurrences, such as one surprise at the grocery store.
We went grocery shopping, and we got 42 items by accident, like not on purpose.
All these cool things have been happening.
Some of us would call them destiny.
Yeah, really.
We had rainbow milk.
It was amazing. Yeah, we had all these cartons of milk. I drink soy milk, and then we had chocolate milk, which was then a blue thing for some reason, I don't know why. And then like there was red and yellow and green.
Like cartons.
And purple. So we had an entire rainbow in the refrigerator door. It was fantastic.
And then we drank it all.
In like one day.
More.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And then you drink that too.
This is amazing. Okay, this is almost as amazing as being there would be. Ooh, 20 unmoderated posts. Oh my gosh.
Oh my. Wow. Get on that, no, Robert. Come on,
God,
now.
Not to let that happen.
Slacker.
But I get distracted.
The group of us together took many overpacked van rides together when searching for internet or going grocery shopping, and on one occasion we happened across a magnificent garden of dinosaurs.
We found a statue garden. We were driving and we
so
turned
cool.
the wrong
it was
way
amazing.
And we found
pictures. They're dinosaurs.
We found like this store that sold like lawn ornaments, including these huge giant plastic dinosaurs.
So we love those.
Yeah, so we illegally climbed on them and took lots of pictures.
We found
or
a caboose.
Oh, yeah, we climbed on
there was a bird nest in it.
We found
there
lots
was a baby
of
bird.
And climbed on them that we probably shouldn't have.
There was a baby bird.
So basically this was like Woodstock.
Yes, exactly yeah. Like Woodstock.
And you know, 20 years from now, hundreds of people will claim to have been there.
Oh.
I think everybody your age will say, man, I was at Deep Creek Lake.
Awesome, man.
I think at that point there will be a film, like a big deal Hollywood thing.
We'll be played by famous pretty people.
We will.
You will be played by actors who are 3 years old right now.
So gorgeous.
Oh my god, yeah. We'll be played by actors.
Especially you. On Saturday, we had waffles for breakfast.
Blueberries.
Oh. Blueberry waffles, that's right, blueberry waffles, and we ate them in a big circle outside. We had a number of scintillating discussions, one of which was the ever-recurring discussion of how to pronounce put.
I always say put.
Okay, I always say put.
Talking about cats fitting.
That's what I say.
Players honestly it was like a cat.
Yeah.
Put.
You say put?
Yeah.
Put. Awesome!
Yeah.
And the age-old question of Put's gender.
Hasn't it been confirmed that he's
minutes.
A guy?
Yeah. So upset about that, though.
I knew it for
Wait,
so
really?
Long.
I knew
when?
I thought it was a guy.
What?
What?
I think it was officially this. Confirmed.
No, yeah. He was referred to as he in one of the...
He was referred to as he in one of the...
There was a comic about it. Larry Gonick drew him as saying, why does everyone think I'm a girl? I'm a boy.
I didn't see that.
That's so weird.
I need to see that now.
See, because I thought the whole thing was that Larry Gonick thought... Put was a boy, and so he used he all the time, but nobody actually knows.
And how to pronounce A-E-I-O-U. I-O-U?
I just say A-E-I-O-U.
I say I-U.
I say A-U.
Everyone talks about how to pronounce put, and nobody talks about
I-U.
I-U.
I just gotta make a noise.
I say A-U.
And what is everyone's favorite muse?
Coca-Cola.
I'm me.
Coca-Cola.
I'm such a Coca-Cola girl.
Coca-Cola and Craw.
Craw was
I
good.
Like Craw too.
And Jade Stone, the person, got to meet Jade Stone, the squid.
I did! Oh my god. It's the greatest thing ever.
It is literally giant. It's like as tall as
it's
I am.
It's 8 feet long.
It's got this hidden mouth that's
bigger than me.
That's space, and it eats spaceships. And I cuddle.
It can be used as bedding.
Yeah, I cuddle with it basically whenever I'm sitting around.
The best thing, one of the best things about hanging out with a group of musers is the conversations that happen.
Oh, yeah.
Someone comes down to the water eating a peach, and we suddenly end up in a conversation
about
cyanide and arsenic.
Also, one night, we were all sitting around listening to the wonderful music of Paul Baker.
And I was like, I'm enjoying this music, thank you, Fern. And she's like, only in a group of musers couldn't someone not say, turn that off, and instead say, I'm really enjoying this.
Yeah, I was like, this reminds me of that article that Paul wrote.
I didn't know Paul was playing it, though.
So we were going to get up early Saturday morning so that we could Skype Robert. But then...
Basically, he couldn't talk to us in the morning when we thought he might be able to, so instead of waking everyone up, everyone just kept sleeping.
So I sent this text to Robert. Everyone is sleeping now anyway, because the wake-uppers decided that since we didn't need to get out to call you, we'd just let people sleep. His response to this that came about a minute later was, that's merciful, though it must be tempting to shake Jade Stone and yell, sleep is for the weak!
Yeah, people have now... caught me sleeping. I can't keep up the pretense that I don't ever sleep anymore.
Yeah.
So thank you for listening. We're so glad we could share our adventure with you. And in honor of this year's random thread, we wish you a happy new year.
Yeah.
Happy new year!
Happy new year!